Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the encouragement to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make in salah. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, أقرب ما يكون العبد من ربه وهو ساجد فأكثر الدعاء رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the closest a person is to his sustainer, the closest a person is to his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is when he is in sajda. So engage in abundant supplication, engage in abundant dua. Here we explain that when a person is performing his nafil salah, then in Arabic, he should try and increase du'as that are made in sajda. So here, this hadith is also indicating towards this. What is meant by a person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when in sajda? It doesn't mean physically close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is free of all space. Allah ta'ala is free from any type of shape. Allah ta'ala is free from any type of body. So what is meant by closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It refers to acceptance and honor. Allah ta'ala gives a person the greatest amount of acceptance and honor when a person is in sajda. This action of sajda is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one person that was a pastor, priest that was staying here. He accepted Islam and he was staying here in this Darul Yatama. So we used to visit him. And then he said something very nice. He said that once, before I accepted Islam, that I would observe the Muslims praying and they would be in sajda. But I found this posture of sajda something very amusing. In other words, I hadn't accepted Islam. I was still a priest at that time. But I would find it very amusing that people would go down and they'd raise their buttocks into the air. What he says, I would think that what type of prayer was this? Until he met one person who was well educated. And this person told him, he said, the way he told me, he said, you fool. Told him, you're a fool. He said, he was surprised. This person is calling me as a priest a fool. He said, you see what we do as Muslims. We take our highest, we put it onto the lowest in expression of gratitude and praise for the highest. So we take the highest, put it onto the lowest in praise of the highest. And this is the highest form of submission you can get. And a person's forehead is something that is very, very respected, something that is very great to a person. His forehead, he takes his forehead and he puts it on the ground in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is showing the highest level of humility, highest level of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is meant by this hadith, is that a person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is in sajda. So engage in abundant supplication. We'll do one more dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for today. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول في سجوده اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي كله دقه وجله وأوله وآخره وعلانيته وسره رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in his sajda, such a beautiful dua. The other day we did one dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before we translate this dua, the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسرفت وما أنت أعلم به مني أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. This was dua for forgiveness, but a very, very comprehensive dua of forgiveness for the benefit of those that may have not heard it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua. Oh Allah, forgive me my future sins, my past sins, my private sins, my public sins. Forgive my extravagance. How often do we ask for forgiveness for our extravagance? Extravagance takes two forms. One is a person is spending in avenues he shouldn't be spending. That is also a form of extravagance, or specifically called tabdir. Another is israf, where a person is supposed to be spending in certain avenues, but he goes beyond the bounds of how much he should be spending. He goes and he wastes money, he splashes money on things that he's not supposed to be wasting money. So now this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to specifically, and look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You never find any extravagance in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, he would make dua, wa ma asraftu, Allah, forgive me for my extravagance. How much more we need to make dua to Allah ta'ala that he must forgive us for our extravagance. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make this further dua, O Allah, forgive me for all that you have more knowledge about than me. In other words, every single sin of mine, O Allah, forgive me. You alone can cause one to advance, and you alone can cause one to retrogress. There is none worthy of worship besides you. This was the comprehensive nature of the dua for forgiveness or istighfar that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make. In today's hadith, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his sajda, O Allah, forgive me all my sins, minor sins, major sins, the first sin and the last sin, those sins done openly and those sins done in secret. This was the great amount of istighfar and humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. So we also must also make dua and make istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive our sins, because sins is such a thing that nobody is free of. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'asum, he was protected from sins. But despite that, he would ask in one riwayat 100 times a day, another riwayat 70 times a day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask for istighfar. He'd make istighfar, asking for forgiveness. So we are sinners from the morning till the night, continuously, how much of gunas we commit, minor sins, major sins, we have to make, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. A very, very great quality. And if you don't know the Arabic of these du'as, at least learn the English and make it out of salah. Out of salah we can make these du'as also, this simple du'as. Oh Allah, forgive my private sins, forgive my public sins, forgive my major sins, forgive my minor sins, forgive my first sin, forgive my last sin. And then from the other hadith we did, oh Allah, forgive my extravagance. So a person now is asking all types of forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive every sin that you have more knowledge about than me. In other words, covering every single guna, person is turning to Allah Ta'ala and asking for repentance. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.